From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The House has rejected an effort to force the president to remove virtually all military forces from Iraq and Syria. As NPR's Elsa Chang reports, the measure had been intended to trigger debate over whether to authorize military force against the self-declared Islamic State, or ISIS.
The bill was sponsored by a bipartisan group of House members, but it was never expected to sail through the chamber. Its real purpose was to pressure House Republican leaders to deal with the president's request for authorization to use military force against ISIS. But getting any such authorization through both chambers will be an uphill battle. The White House proposed some language, but that version has drawn opponents in both parties. While many lawmakers think the measure is too confined and ties the hands of the president too much, others fear any authorization for military force will inevitably send too many ground troops into the region. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
Authorities have arrested a third New York man in connection with an alleged plot to attack New York City on behalf of ISIS. As NPR's Dina Temple Raston reports, the young men allegedly claim to be members of the terrorist group.
According to a criminal complaint, 21-year-old Fareed Mamouni's arrest did not go smoothly. As law enforcement officials came into his Staten Island home with a search warrant, he allegedly produced a kitchen knife and tried to stab an FBI agent. Mamouni's arrest comes just days after New York's Joint Terrorism Task Force arrested another man, a 20-year-old aeronautics student from Queens named Munther Omar Saleh. The pair, and a third man who has not yet been named but is in custody, stand accused of wanting to attack New York targets and police officers for ISIS. Both Mamouni and Saleh allegedly told officers that they had pledged allegiance to the terrorist group. Dina Temple Raston, NPR News, New York.
The first black woman to lead the Justice Department was formally installed today for a second time after a less elaborate ceremony immediately after her confirmation in April. President Obama presided, Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor administered the oath, and Loretta Lynch placed her hand on a Bible that once belonged to African-American abolitionist Frederick Douglass.
To the people of this great nation, I pledge to you that your protection, your liberties, and your rights will be my sacred charge.
President Obama praised Lynch as a tough and fair attorney general who's hit the ground running. The Federal Reserve decided today that the economy had not staged a big enough rebound to justify a change in interest rates yet, although the Open Market Committee is expecting a hike before the year is out. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 31, the Nasdaq was up 9. This is NPR News. The World Health Organization predicts the MERS outbreak in Korea is unlikely to spread much further. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports that WHO does not consider MERS an international health threat.
Meeting in Geneva, members of an emergency committee on Middle East Respiratory Syndrome today declined to label MERS in Korea a public health emergency of international concern. The move means that the WHO has confidence the outbreak is unlikely to spread across international borders. There have been more than 160 MERS cases and at least 20 deaths from the disease in Korea since May. The WHO, however, says there's no sign of sustained transmission of the virus in the community. Most of the infections have occurred in hospitals. The WHO committee did, however, say that the Korean outbreak should be a wake-up call and that in this globalized world, all countries need to be prepared to deal with new emerging infectious diseases. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
The National Park Service spent $4 million on rescues at parks nationwide last year with an average of 7 searches a day. A spokesman at the Grand Canyon, for instance, said the most responses there were required for fatigue, hiker inexperience, and other physical problems. Continuing her solo trip abroad, First Lady Michelle Obama stopped in Milan, Italy today. American celebrity chefs John Besh and Mario Batali were with her, and several youngsters from the American School of Milan, as she chopped pine nuts and parsley for salad to encourage at-home food preparation. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR.